The rest of the story. These days, anything goes. These days, pornography comes directly into your living room through a cable. And yet, once upon a time, you would have had to leave the country, literally leave our country, to see a pornographic movie or buy a sexually explicit publication. When Alan was living in Europe, he bought and read a dirty book. It was widely available there. Much of the material raised the young American journalist's eyebrows, and when Alan returned home, he brought the book with him. And then he noticed that same book was on sale here in the United States, but it was almost the same book. The one selling in the United States was a censored version. Journalist Alan did not believe in censorship. He felt it was the American public's right to even the most unsavory literature. In this case, a Boston publisher, the Houghton Mifflin Company, was printing a laundered version of this obscene European book at $3 a copy, and Alan was outraged. So, he brought the matter to the attention of New York newspaperman Amster Spiro. Both men agreed there was no justification for the censorship. And then Alan proposed that they publish their own version of the book in the United States. That is, the original version translated into English. And while the fumigated Houghton Mifflin edition was selling for $3, Alan and his friend would make their no-holds-barred edition available for 10 cents a copy. Alan spent a week at his friend's home in Connecticut. They worked painstakingly on the original translation. And after his 8th 18-hour day, the book was finished. Alan's edition was published quickly. In days, the book was being offered at booksellers and magazine stands nationwide. 500,000 copies were sold during the first 10 days on the racks. Then, of course, the predictable legal action. The courts ruled that Alan's publication must be taken out of the stores and off the stands, and it was. But by then, Alan had made his point. The worst thing you can do to a dirty book is to try to clean it up. Californians know and respect the man that young journalist became. He is United States Senator Alan Cranston. Before you evaluate what he did back in 1938, you should know something else about the litigation that got his publication pulled off the shelves. You see, the author of the original book had sued Alan for violation of copyright. It had been the author's intention to publish a watered-down version of his work in the United States because he didn't want Americans to know the rest of the story. Young Alan Cranston and fellow publisher Amster Spiro wanted us to know the long-range plans of author Adolf Hitler, German military expansion, the liquidation of the Jews, and so they, Cranston and Spiro, published the unlaundered version of the world's most obscene book, Mein Kampf. Now you know the rest of the story.